141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. Of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age of 35. And of the 43 people in intensive care, one is in their teens, seven are in their 20s, three are in their 30s, 14 are in their 50s, and 12 are in their 60s, and six are in their 70s. So this is affecting people of all ages with very serious disease. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is basically my quick rant of truth. New South Wales out of, would that be Australia, I suppose? I don't believe that's New Zealand. I believe that's Australia. But it's Nine News, new COVID, New South Wales COVID-19 update, and some health department type official. And you heard it. That's a lot of people who are fully vaccinated. One, all but one are vaccinated. Guys, you got to pull your head out of your asses. Okay. Australia is losing their continent over this. All but one. See, you've got to at least give this guy credit. He did give the actual relevant fact. And I'm going to turn this into a very quick, another quick rant of truth on something I thought of lately. You know how to create mere anecdotal evidence? Don't ask follow-up questions. Leave it to everybody else to have to guess. If journalists are trained to not ask specific follow-up questions, then things are left to rumor, right? Because later on, you're trying to look this information up, and nobody asks the obvious follow-up questions. It's the same idea of when people know that a certain leader was incredibly corrupt, but it's just the whispers and what people say behind closed doors. Because in the incredibly corrupt country where some dictator led, the folks who cover him do not ask about any of that, right? It's left to rumor. It's how you create anecdotal evidence. So sometimes, you know, when they say, well, you don't know that. That's an anecdote. It's an anecdote just because you jackasses don't bother to ask relevant follow-up questions. And the worst thing is most leaders are not saying what this guy does. So you do have to give him some credit. All but one are vaccinated. I think I'm just going to let this play one more time and then just call it a day for this quick rant of truth.
141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and
141 in the hospital.
Three are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease.
And as we know then, when they say 18 require ventilation, we know the protocols. If you put somebody on a ventilator unnecessarily, it's not, I wonder if they're being paid to put it on it too, because we have definitely heard our fair share of stories where the ventilator is the last thing you want to put them on, but they put it on because somehow doctors are not allowed to practice the art of being a physician anymore. They're just simply rule followers, which kind of means a lot of people could do that. And so why are you trained as a physician? But I won't interrupt this. Just pay close attention to the numbers and the seriousness of the situation. Now, knowing that all but one were vaccinated, all these serious situations were among almost 100% vaccinated folks.
And 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age of 35. And of the 43 people in intensive care, one is in their teens, seven are in their 20s, three are in their 30s, 14 are in their 50s, and 12 are in their 60s, and six are in their 70s. So this is affecting people of all ages with very serious disease. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.